on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Radio Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. So happy to be here with you all today. I am a local Reading chiropractor, and a special treat for me is that we have co-host Josie Salas-Tynan in studio with us today. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning, all.
Josie is a holistic health practitioner and personal coach. And yes, she is my twin sister, and I'm so excited to have her here this weekend hanging out. We're going to have some fun and just chill. And yes, we do have some work to do. But working's good, huh, Jos?
It's great.
Yeah. And it's our birthday month. I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah. It's March 1st already.
Yeah. Oh, crazy, huh, Savannah? Hi, Savannah.
When's your birthday?
We're St. Patty's Day
Patty's
babies.
Day.
March 17th.
Yeah. Good
cool.
job.
Mm-hmm. It's a good birthday.
How did you swing that one?
I don't know how our mom swinged that one. Swung it with like a whole 6 minutes in between. Yeah. Okay, here comes a baby, and then you have to wait 6 minutes, and then there's another baby. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Probably Savannah's, like, the longest 6 minutes ever.
Yeah. Savannah's face just went, whoa, I can't imagine that right now. No. So anyway, the Positively Healthy Show is on every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. Josie and I are on every first, third, and fourth Saturday of the month, having fun with you guys. You can hear Dr. Todd Royce on the second Saturday of the month, hanging out, doing his thing. Very passionate chiropractor in town. Love having him on the show. You can find Josie and I on Facebook at Twins Talk Health, where we take your questions, answer them. We also share other health information, maybe some, just a ton of information that we just can't get in the hour. So we will go ahead and put it on Facebook, and some of the questions maybe that we didn't get answered, we'll go ahead and put those on as well. And our monthly challenge.
Da, 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 da.
Yep. It's March 1st. And that's what we do every month, is we come up with a monthly challenge. And of course we are going to be doing, you know, something that has to do with our birthday. We'll go ahead and talk about that later. So, you know, stay listening to the show, because you'll want to know what that challenge is. It's fun. Hopefully you guys are out there getting to do some of them, and, you know, at your own pace, whatever you can do. And then if you have questions about the actual challenge, you can always call us at 605-4567 out of the area. The area code is 530-605-4567, and call us and ask us some questions today. We are having fun. We're going to unveil the challenge at the end of the show. We are actually having so much fun on Twins Talk Health, huh, Joes?
I love putting stuff up on Twins Talk Health and getting a lot of responses from that.
It's fun because it's so interactive. I think that's you know, it's an extension of this show, right? And it's really interactive. I think that's what you're saying, that you're having a lot of fun with that. Let's see. Oh, so a little hello and welcome home. My friend Brandon is home on leave from Afghanistan. Hi, Brandon. And I hope he has a very great visit with his twin sister and his family.
Hey.
Yeah. Go twins. Thank you for your service, Brandon. And I hope to see you later on today. I think there's like a little gathering or some fun thing going on today with him. How are you, Savannah?
I'm doing good. Like I told you earlier, I have my neck. It's bothering me.
I know.
So bad.
We talked about that, and I don't know. I think she's kind of lucky that I came in today, being that, you know, her neck is not feeling so hot. She has agreed to get adjusted on air. We're going to go ahead and... Oh, did I hear a little hesitancy? Well, we'll talk about
that's
it during
exactly
the break.
The sound you're going to make later.
Yeah. So We're going to have lots of fun. We'll go ahead and do an exam. We'll talk her through it if she wants to. No pressure, of course, but we're always hoping to help her out. And
I'm always free for one.
Yeah, Josie has no problem. So she, in fact, we're going to talk about more with what you're going to, I think you get a massage today, so we're going to talk about that later. But I'm so sorry your neck is hurting. Hopefully we can help you, Savannah. And we do have to cut to a break here. So today we are talking about the importance of hydration, hydration with massage, hydration and exercise, and just making sure you drink your water, people. So come back and have fun with us on the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Come on back.
Hey, Robert. Nice to see you again.
Dawn, imagine you being here.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
From the Academy Award-nominated director of Restrepo, a very different look at the experience of war.
I'm not doing this for recognition from my country. I'm not doing this so that somebody goes, wow, except for those guys to my left and my right. That's what it's about. Those guys are what it's about.
The same men, the same valley. Corin Gall, Sunday at the Cascade Theater, 2 p.m. Tickets on sale at cascadetheater.org or at the box office. All proceeds go to TAPS, caring for the families of the fallen.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome back to a best of version of Positively Healthy.
Thank you, Savannah. We're rocking out over here. I'm a little bit jealous, Josie. Yay. I hear that you're getting a massage today from Amber, our very own HealthWise chiropractic massage therapist, Amber Foster.
I think every time I come into Reading, I should just kind of schedule something like that.
I think you should, too.
Part of my trip.
Yeah, so, yeah, the drive alone, you know, that
takes
just...
takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
I know it's... San Francisco to Reading, not that bad, but when you have a toddler in the car, in the back with you.
Well, I mean, you know, we could always...
It's probably tougher
for him. We can always
him.
Blame them for everything.
Yeah, it's tougher for him, but yeah, we have to make a lot of stops, so the trip is a little bit longer.
So, what is something that... Why do...
Go ahead. So, we're talking about hydration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, driving from San Francisco to Reading... You're worried about, how much water should I drink so I don't have to stop a million times?
So much strategy. So much strategy involved.
So much strategy in it. So finally, this past maybe year and a half, 2 years, I just told myself, you know what? I don't care how many times I have to stop. I'm just going to drink as much water as I need because I'm tired of feeling dehydrated at the end of the trip. When I get to my destination, and it just throws you off for the whole time. You know, for a few days, it throws you off.
I totally get that. I feel that way when I'm going down to visit you in San Francisco or to mom and dad's, and I really have to just tell myself. There are times, because I graduated from Chico State University, that I would just literally, no stopping whatsoever, and just keep going, and be there all of a sudden. And yeah, I know. When you're younger, you're just like, you do whatever. You're invincible. But now, yes, I try to stop. Why do chiropractors and massage therapists always tell you to drink lots of water after a massage or a chiropractic adjustment? Savannah, go! No, I'm just joking.
To flush that stuff.
Yeah, the stuff, that stuff, the toxins, the waste, the little everythings that come into our body, right? So, exactly right. The toxins are usually what they say. Actually, I'm pretty straightforward with my patients. And I tell them, especially with the ones that have never had a massage before or the people that I haven't seen in years and they come to go, you know, get a chiropractic adjustment and a massage. Hey, if you don't want to feel like you got hit by a train, you better drink a lot of water today and tomorrow and just really flush all of that out because not doing that.
Hot tea, water.
Yeah, herbal teas in the evening too. Those are always good. And then taking baths, you know, like an Epsom salt bath or some other salts that you have that are, you know, like our Arbon product, our bath salts that we have are amazing for that. So if you don't want to feel like you got hit by a train, drink a lot of water with your chiropractic adjustments, with your massage, even acupuncture, any kind of body work. How about a fitness coach, yeah. Joes? What do you tell your clients?
Or just, you know, a workout, an hour workout. After I teach cardio kickboxing, I am drenched. Everybody in class is drenched. We're like...
Well, I guess it's hard for instructors sometimes. If you're moving and talking at the same time, you literally have to stop too and take a few sips.
Yeah, I will tell people, drink water whenever you need to. Mm-hmm. If you have to stop, step out, go for it. Do that. Because I will do that. I'll stop. I'll say, hey, you guys keep on going. I need some water. And I'll stop for a few seconds.
Yeah. No, yeah, you got to lead by example there. So most of us don't drink enough just like good old-fashioned water, like plain water.
What do you mean, out of the faucet?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I were to ask some of my clients, oh, how much water do you drink? Oh, well, I drink coffee. There's water in that. or iced tea, that's a big one.
Or in the case of my husband, who's from Ireland, drinking tons and tons of Irish black tea. Which there's a lot of caffeine in that too.
So as a result, we're somewhat dehydrated, right? Yeah. I'm saying we, you know, all of us because of that, you know, sometimes we forget. Sometimes like if it's cold outside, we don't have that sort of trigger. We're not sweating. It's not like summer and we're just like needing that water. Did you know that just a 2% drop in your body's hydration can cause or trigger symptoms?
I have felt that before. I know. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten headaches before and
totally
dizzy.
Yeah. Thirst is a main obvious sign. You know that, Savannah? Thirst. She's staring at us. Is it like two heads that look the same just staring right at you? And you staring back at us?
Yeah, it does.
It's like a two-headed monster that have the same voice. We're talking about the same topic and you're just staring back at us like that.
Thank God Rhea has her hair lightened up.
Yeah. So I do look a little bit different too. So definitely thirst is a main sign that you will notice a symptom. Fatigue could be one.
Dryness in the back of the throat.
Okay. Achiness, lack of mental focus, all of those things, right? So definitely drinking a ton of water after a massage session is really important. The other thing is, though, when you are properly hydrated, you're less likely to feel bruised and battered, if that's what you want to call it. I say hit by a train, but following a massage, right? Have you ever experienced flu-like symptoms following a long or deep tissue massage? No?
No, thank God.
Okay. Well, you are getting an hour and a half today, so... Ooh. Stay hydrated, Missy.
Yeah, I'll keep on drinking.
Yeah, you have your water, your filtered water right here in front of you.
Yeah.
But, okay, so actually I have known people that get really sick right after, you know, they get any kind of body work done.
That kind of makes you feel a little hesitant about going into a massage.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. I totally understand that, but it's not the massage therapist's sort of...
It's the body prep work.
Yeah. We have to educate our clients and our patients to be hydrated, stay hydrated, drink your alkalized, oxygenated water, and, you know, be prepared for those chiropractic visits and those massage visits and those acupuncture visits. Things are going to happen during that visit, during those visits where toxins come up to the surface and the body needs help to flush it out. And one of the best ways to do that is pre-water before and then post-water after all of those visits. I've actually seen in my office, a few people that have had, you know, been on possible street drugs in the past. I didn't know this. I heard about it afterwards, where they literally right after, you know, got those flu-like symptoms that I was talking about. And so that's another reason why you'd want to sort of prep, especially if you're getting clean and you're deciding to get clean with yourself and to make those great health decisions. Water's going to always be a great one for that. Water also helps the circulatory system, of course, work more effectively. This in turn helps and benefits the lymphatic system. Okay. Side note, remember the lymphatic system does not have the same type of pump that the heart does. So the lymph system actually only moves when we move, meaning, I'm sorry, we had to cut to a break. We're going to get back to this hydration topic here in just a moment. If you have a question for us, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
Analog Living. Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Hope you guys are all having fun out there on this beautiful Saturday. And Josie Celestinen is sitting next to me. So excited to have you in the studio today, Jos.
Yeah, it's fun to be here.
How's it, sista?
Great. It was kind of cool coming into Reading yesterday. So I was thinking the worst driving up here. I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be raining the whole time. Thunder, lightning, nothing. I didn't get any rain until I drove into Reading proper.
Maybe the seating wasn't done outside of Reading. Just joking. The man-made, you know, rain that sometimes occurs. Maybe they, yeah, anyway, we need it. No complaining here. But if anybody has a Geiger counter out there and would like to do a measurement and give us a call at 530-605-4567 and let us know if the rain is affecting any of the radiation from Fukushima, give us a call. Let us know. It's kind of interesting.
You guys are... Could you be getting that way out here already?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Joes. Yes, totally. Wow. You don't think so? Okay. Let's get back to water on a positive note, right? So we were talking about the lymphatic system, so make sure you are moving those large muscle groups. We do have our, like I said, our March challenge that we're going to come out with in the end of the hour. Remember, the lymphatic system is essential in the body's ability to fight and manage and eliminate infections. So it moves when we move. Get out there, walk, do some squats, some lunges, whatever you can do. If you have an injury or something like that, call us. We can get you through some modifications or get on to our Facebook page, Twins Talk Health, and ask a question there. Those are always fun. And the chat line is always open as well. If you are shy and don't want to call in, you can always get on kcnr1460.com. and go to the chat line. So water also assists in the body's, one of my favorite topics by the WHO, the body's waste elimination processes, which would be urination, defecation, perspiration, and respiration, right, folks? So toxins in the body, including those in your muscles and lymphatic system, are eliminated via all those processes. So we got to make sure, you know, those areas are clear. Water will be the help in making sure that those processes happen correctly and often, okay? Because you don't want waste product just sitting in your body.
In other words, we continually have our rituals every day.
Yeah, definitely have some rituals every day and often. Right? If you're eating several times a day, you're going to be, you know.
I know. I think some people think, oh, I took care of my thing once a day. I'm cool. That's it.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I've heard once. Wait, no. But that's my normal, Dr. Maria. But that's my normal once, you know, every three or four days.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right. So definitely make sure if you have questions for us regarding that, definitely, you can call us. You can call my number at my office, 530-244-9000, and we can get to talking and set up a consult for anything like that. That, you know, maybe you don't want to talk about on the air or on Twin Stock Health. So, avoiding caffeine and other sugary drinks and alcohol prior to or just after receiving a massage. That can help for sure, because what are those things? They're diuretics, right? They're basically dehydrating your body. Okay. Plain water is the best way to hydrate. You know, I'm actually for adding some electrolytes in there every now and then. So when we say plain water, what we're saying is, you know, not coffee or iced tea or some of the other drinks that have the added fake sugars and that kind of thing. As well as juice, you want to stay away from that too.
There's some water bottles out there that I've seen. It says electrolytes inside the water. It's plain water, but it says with electrolytes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, those are okay too, but I just really don't think there's enough
like
in
the
there.
Smart water.
Yeah, I just really don't think there's enough. And oh, here's another one. So, okay, it's 19. Not 1975, right? It's 2014. So please stop drinking that distilled water unless, of course, for some reason your doctor told you to for a certain amount of time. I really don't think it's that healthy for you to be doing it for long periods of time. You are basically just drinking wet, okay? All the minerals have been pulled out. We can talk about that more in just a second, but also if you're doing strenuous activity, working outside in the heat, those are some other things. If you're pregnant, you probably need more water, okay? Your doctor may have some recommendations. What I always recommend in my office is, like you had said, Savannah, you know, figuring it out on the calculator, but really it's just your weight, cut it in half, and those are the ounces that you should be starting out with, I always say, right? Because people will then always say, oh, well, I have my coffee in the morning. You know, sometimes it's a cup, but then some people tell me, oh, I do about 4 cups of coffee, you know, something. So if that's what you're doing, okay, fine, but you've really got to pull in a lot of the water and make sure that, that you're, you know, making up for it, you should say, right? Space your water intake out throughout the day. I don't know about why that made it on the list, but we'll go ahead and talk about that too, because I know that's what some people tell me is they...
I think it's the having to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, it totally is. And so people that travel or have to drive a lot, this is the other thing. People that maybe work, you know, cashiers.
They kind of have to be in that.
Yeah, bank tellers, teachers, nurses, all of those people tell me it is so hard to stop what they're doing to go to the bathroom. What I always say is stop now to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, you won't be able to go to work because something more serious might be wrong. Okay. And when I go into my employers and I give health talks and I've got the bosses sitting right there and I've got the employees right there, I say it to both of them, you know.
Squirming.
Well, you know, it's give and take. If they want their employees to be healthy and everything, they need to support some of the things that are suggested to keep them healthy. We do have to cut to a commercial. We've got more to talk about hydration. We would love to get your calls, 530-605-4567, or join the chat line. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Please come on back.
The home of good health.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
All right. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas with Josie Salas-Tynan, and I am the owner of Healthwise Chiropractic here in Redding, California. Josie.
Keep Moving with Josie.
Keep Moving with Josie. You can always go to keepmovingwithjosie.com to find out more information about where Josie coaches and teaches and puts on special programs for the golden years population that I love so much.
Silver Sneakers.
Oh, tell us about Silver Sneakers really quick. So I love Silver it. Sneakers, I know we talked about it last week.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
It's a program that I believe the cutoff age is 65. And once you get into Medicare, you're automatically given a Silver Sneakers card. And these people are able to go to these programs and take Silver Sneakers classes, or I'm involved with Silver Sneakers Flex program. So I'm an instructor of a Silver Sneakers program. So
what is the Flex program?
It's just an offshoot of Silver Sneakers. It's kind of, it's the same program, but since I own Keep Moving with Josie, I can have my own classes. I don't have to be a Silver Sneakers instructor.
Okay, so do you have a special class for them, or do you do modifications for your regular classes for this population?
They're able to come into any of my classes, and I'm always available to give modifications to anybody coming into my class.
Yeah, that's true, exactly, because, I mean, pregnancy or someone post-op.
Yeah, people just
Just out of physical therapy and, yeah.
Haven't worked out in a while. And
yeah, people that may...
not ready for that push-up.
Yeah, okay. Or some other things like squat.
Knee issues. Knee issues for a squat. That's huge for a lot of people. And, in fact, I really think the squat would help a lot of knee issues if it's done correctly.
It totally
and
helps me
often.
For sure. I thought I had knee issues and I didn't. I had non-use knee issues for a little bit. And then I joined North State CrossFit I think it was fall of 2011. Worked out. I was probably going at it for 3 months and then all of a sudden knee issues gone. I'd started out doing squats using a bench, so I wasn't squatting down all the way. I would actually sit down on a bench.
Yeah, I have people sit down on a chair and do a squat and roll back up.
So. Yeah, functional activities are always awesome. So let's get back to water. We were talking about some other populations that might need more water. Pregnancy, working outside in the heat, doing strenuous activity. Your doctor may have some recommendations. We were talking about what I recommend is your body weight divided by 2. Those are the ounces that you should be starting with. Okay. Starting with because you may need more. So, let's talk about, we were talking about the population that feels like they need to space their water intake out throughout the day. You have to make that decision for yourself. You know, I know it's not easy all the time to stop what you're doing. As a nurse, you're actually taking care of other people. You're taking care of their bad PAND issues. And then if you have to stop, I completely understand. So that is something that has to be strategic for you in your life. The other thing we've experienced is water intoxication from drinking too much water, right? So I do get a few people that will say, oh, I drink a gallon of water a day. Great, if that's what your lifestyle needs because of what you're doing and maybe you're a bigger person, something like that. But this is exactly why I always encourage adding electrolytes. And what I've done at my office is I just went across the street to Orchard Nutrition. The ladies helped me out a lot over there. And I was able to bring some electrolytes into my office to help my patients with. And we have them available there so in powder form so they can add to their water. I can just give it to them right on the spot. Ionic Tonic is one of the ones that I've been using. Let's see. Usually this is what I ask everyone in my office when I'm doing a intake form or their consultation or their history. So how much water are you drinking these days? Did that sound familiar, Savannah? Then it never fails. The person will say something like, oh, I drink a lot of water. Is that a measurement, Josie? A lot?
No.
No. Measurement is not. It is not a measurement saying that a lot. Okay. So then I say, okay, no, really, how many bottles? And then I show them the size because that's how people can tell. And then sometimes people will tell me, oh, well, I only drink like 2 cups of water a day and the rest coffee. Oh, gotcha. So yeah, I get that a lot. What else do I get? Probably not as much as I should. Quote, probably not as much as I should.
I
like those because they're sort of like being honest with themselves. Yeah. They know that they should be drinking more water.
I tell my clients, for every cup of coffee you drink, drink 2 cups of water at least.
That's probably a good start. Oh, you're going to tell us more. I think that gets the point across, right?
Yeah. I think that kind of tells them that It's important, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you were talking about your husband drinks a lot of English coffee.
Oh, yeah, I'm constantly talking to my husband about his black tea drinking is just not enough.
No, it's not. And what ends up happening there is you get more acidic because of the black tea. And so then that creates a whole different situation. And that's why I'm always encouraging the alkalized oxygenated water will definitely help you through that.
And I think he's finally feeling that too. You can feel that acidity.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a stomach ache.
Yeah.
But you do another thing for your alkalinity, for your water.
I purchase a product. I get it at Trader Joe's, but I forget the name of the product. It's a sodium bicarbonate without aluminum. And I just put a little pinch in my approximately 10 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, well, let's talk more about that when we come back. We've got to cut to another commercial here. This is Dr. Maria Salas with Josie Salas-Tynan, and you're listening to The Positively Healthy Show. Please come on back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and I know I just cut right in because I don't have a headset on, guys. And so I walked around to, if you haven't been in the studio, you don't know where Savannah sits. I had to walk around the table to get to her. We are actually going to perform an adjustment on air.
Yay.
Because her neck hurts so bad, and I thought that would be fun, but doing things on air like this are kind of fun. I remember someone made me drink milk on air one time. It was organic and raw, and it tasted fine, but I don't drink milk. So I just remember that they asked me, oh, how was it? I was like, So
still trying to get it down.
So Savannah, don't say just joking. Okay, so adjustments shouldn't hurt. We did for those of you out there that are thinking I'm just running around and adjusting her. I'm not.
Yay.
We went through a history. We went through an exam. She's safe for me to adjust. And she's actually in a lot of pain today. She did point to one spot in her neck. She just woke up with it. And I'm going to actually let Savannah share whatever she wants on air with her experience. So I'm not going to say too much about her, but in general, adjustments shouldn't hurt, okay? They should actually feel very releasing and relieving, I say. As I'm talking right now, I'm palpating her neck to check for areas of the spine that aren't moving as well, okay? And what I'm feeling right now are areas on the right side of her neck that feel taut and basically what we call hypertonic, okay? And then on the left side, I'm also feeling that as well. I'm going to go ahead and check her range of motion. So I'm going to have her, like you're sitting in a car right now, or when you sit in a car and you look from right to left, I'm going to have her do that right now just to check to see which side hurts. Yeah, so going to the right hurt more for her.
Yeah, I could see the range of motion was completely different there from one side to the other. Whoa,
so
yeah.
She hurts more going to the right, but there's decreased motion going to the left compared to the right. Okay, so if you scoot down in the chair just a little bit for me, and you normally what I do with my patients is I have them get in a really comfortable position. And if I set someone up just right in their position, then I don't need to use a lot of force. So what happens is we take the area to tension, whatever joint space it is in the body, and we give a cue to the patients. I'm saying we as in chiropractors in general. And most of the time, my cue is to take a nice deep breath in and all the way out, and then that gives them a chance to just relax and sort of give me that inner yes to go ahead and adjust them, right? And so at that point is when I'll feel the relaxation, take the area to tension, okay? And today it's going to be in her neck. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. So the area, I'm going to go ahead and go with the well side first. It was easier for you to go to the left, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that. So you're going to fall into my right hand. And I'm taking the area to tension, and then I'm going to apply force right that way, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. Good.
Ooh,
and sometimes
how'd you like
you'll
that
hear that nice release sound of popcorn.
Popcorn. I like the giggling. That's a good sign.
The giggling is always good, and I get that a lot from adults.
Yeah.
They, with kids, it's usually a loud, quick cry, like, oh, I'm fine, right? And then with adults, when they've never been adjusted and it's, you know, 20s and 30-year-olds, they start laughing.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, and I love it. So now I'm going to go a little bit, my contact point is going to be a little bit lower on the left side of her neck. And I'm going to actually turn you just so I can get a better position here. And there it is right there. Are you okay with that?
I feel myself
there
breathing.
Go. Good.
I feel myself breathing for her right now. Like, take a deep breath and release.
So now what you're going to do, Savannah, is you're going to go ahead and, like you were before, you're going to check your range of motion like you just did to the right and to the left, like you're sitting in a car looking for other cars. Mm-hmm. How does that feel, Missy?
Still a little bit sore on the right
side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's totally fine. It's your first adjustment ever.
Wow.
And, but did it take the edge off?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. How does it feel with putting your head down?
It feels good putting my head down.
Because that's, earlier you were saying that's when it hurt, when you were putting your head down.
Yeah.
So that was fun to do. I know we've never done that before, and definitely Savannah will need a follow-up, and I'll take care of that for her. I don't want you guys to think we're just out there throwing adjustments around, but...
I'll take one.
Just yeah, Josie will take one anytime. But back to water. Did you have something that you wanted to add?
Pretty much. Oh, well, I was talking about my husband with the black tea and then adding the... We finished that, but after we were talking about adding sodium bicarbonate, a little pinch of it in water. And that helps with alkalinity.
And then you were, so that's another way you can get bicarbonated. You can get sodium bicarbonate without aluminum at Orchard Nutrition, as well as, you know, other whole food marketplaces. We've got a minute left. I did want to ask you about how your three-year-old does with water, because I know there are some parents out there probably trying to get their kids to drink more water, not just their little ones, but their tweens, their preteens, and their teenagers who are, you know, basically in sports right now at that time.
So he is only three, just turned three. But we, you know, first started out with the breast milk, then the formula with bottled milk, adding water to that. He also has a little bit of juice, but very little. He actually prefers water over juice, which, yay, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. That's easy.
And I will sneak in a little bit of sodium bicarb in his little water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I have accidentally put in a bit too much, and he told me, "Mama, it's very heavy. It's very heavy."
Oh, interesting.
So just remember, just a pinch. You just need a little pinch.
And Auntie used to sneak him water when he was littler, and maybe you didn't know, but I did that because I thought he was thirsty.
You constantly think he's thirsty.
I know. So anyway, I'm such a water priss. It's not even funny.
Not even funny. Remember the movie Sixth Sense?
Yeah. Anyone that knows me knows that I have to get my water over at the water store or wherever I know there's clean water like that that's alkalized and oxygenated. We do have to cut to commercial. We're going to come back and finish everything. I know Josie has some funny things to tell us, so we're going to come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Please stay with us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
From the Academy Award-nominated director of Restrepo, a very different look at the experience of war.
I'm not doing this for recognition from my country. I'm not doing this so that somebody goes, wow, except for those guys to my left and my right. That's what it's about. Those guys are what it's about.
The same men, the same valley. Coringall, Sunday at the Cascade Theater, 2 p.m. Tickets on sale at cascadetheater.org or at the box office. All proceeds go to TAPS, caring for the families of the fallen.
Through Monday, it's the Big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sellathon at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Huge savings on all used vehicles in stock. We've got 190 high-quality used vehicles on sale. Check out the 2001 Honda Accord for just $2,988. 15 cars under $10,000. This is the used vehicle savings event you can't miss. The Big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sellathon at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Through Monday.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We're going to get right back into it. Hydration, hydration, hydration. That's what you will hear from me at my office, and all of my patients know that by now, and they are ready because we have great water there at the office for them to drink. We are not at all getting to all the things that we wanted to talk about, huh, Josie? I mean, like, the hour is already up. We found another wormhole. There's this article on Mercola.com that I'm going to go ahead and put on Twins Talk Health. It is by, let's see, Dr. Rona, Zoltan Rona, MD. And the topic is early death comes from drinking distilled water.
Wow.
So we wanted to make sure to go ahead and put that on there. If there are people still drinking distilled water daily because they think that's good for them, you may want to read this article. Okay. Just maybe you might want to read it. And I think Josie wanted to tease me. I'm not sure. She had something to say.
So everybody remember that movie, The Sixth Sense?
No, it wasn't Sixth Sense.
What was it? By Mel Gibson was in it. Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix was in it.
You know what movie I'm talking about. There's
not The Village, it's Signs.
Signs.
The little
Thank you,
girl.
Savannah. Good recall, sister.
The little
After that
girl.
Adjustment, bam, yeah. There she goes.
The little girl that was so picky about her water, that's Dr. Maria Salas.
There's a hair in it.
Oh.
That's what she does.
Yeah, I'm bad.
The smell.
That was Dakota Fanning, wasn't it? Oh, was it? I don't know.
No, actually, the brother and sister in the movie are actually brother and sister in real life.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. In my brain, it was a cute little girl, Josie saying, I'm her.
Well, I was talking about the movie with, yeah, the one with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I am total priss about my water, and I do not feel bad about that. So,
yeah, she'll come over. Can we go get some water? Cause
I don't want to drink San Francisco water.
It's
I'm sorry. Itchy.
But you never know what are in the old pipes, though. That's true.
Yeah.
What the Hetch Hetchy water is going through. All those old pipes.
Is that a mountain range or something, Hetch Hetchy?
That's where our water comes from.
They say. Right? How many people does it go through in a metropolitan area like that before it gets to you? Exactly. So not only are you drinking...
The traveling...
Yeah, you know, the acetaminophen and a lot of the pharmaceuticals don't break down all the way in those water plants. Come on, you know, so really important to, well, even if you don't believe me or even if you think I'm just saying this stuff out of conspiracy talk, look it up, look at the literature, black and white, it's there, you will find it, and possibly even grab some of your own water, have Davis test it out or have someone test it out for you and see how it's doing for you. I know a lot of my patients go, oh, I have well water, so I'm doing fine. Okay, great. Maybe, you know, go get it tested if you really, you know, want to check that out.
Definitely a lot of minerals in that water.
Yeah, I don't know if we are going to have... I just saw the most beautiful face. I love Nancy Sutton Pierce. I call her Dr. Nancy. Yes, I call her Dr. Nancy because she has, like, so much experience. She is a doctor in my eyes. She's a teacher. She's an educator. Her show's coming on next. I feel like we're going to have to do our...
A second.
March challenge on Twins Talk Health.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you guys, it has something to do with our birthday, March 17th, St. Patty's Day, babies. And it has to do with the number 17, okay? We'll give them a little hint. It's a 17-minute workout. Bam. Done.
17-minute workout.
Daily 17-minute workout. Daily. You can totally do that.
Very
That's like
doable.
Under 20 minutes. Come on, people.
And a lot of the movements, you don't need a large space at all.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It can be in your tiny little apartment.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need weights. We're doing everything so you're using your own body weight.
Yep.
We do have variations or modifications for people that may not be ready for certain movements or don't want to do them or can't for some reason whatsoever. Josie, anything awesome going on with Keep Moving with Josie that you want to share with us before we go?
So I already talked about the Silver Sneakers program that's going on, and it's, you know, I'm very ready for people to come in and start showing me their Silver Sneakers card so they can get a workout in and have Medicare pay for that. So that's cool. Cardio kickboxing every Thursday evening at 5:30, 1647 Terravelle Street at 27th Avenue. Come join us. And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can also find that information on keepmovingwithjosie.com if for some reason you didn't get it right now as we were talking. I know people, when you're listening to talk radio, you're busy doing other things and you wanted to catch something. At HealthWise Chiropractic, we are working with Compass Shining Care. I know they have a big event coming up where you get some grab bags for that event on Saturday, March 8th coming up. So make sure you stay tuned to Twins Talk Health. We'll go ahead and put more information on there about what's going on. And we look forward to sharing with you in another 2 weeks. I believe Dr. Todd Royce is on next week. So we will be back in 2 weeks. This is the Positively Healthy Show with Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. And come on back. Smile.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The sheriff in Santa Barbara County, California, says evidence suggests that last night's deadly drive-by shootings were, quote, premeditated mass murder. Alexander Matera was a bystander. He was at a bonfire nearby.
We heard so many gunshots, it was unbelievable. I thought they were firecrackers.
Meanwhile, Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown told KEYT-TV the exact circumstances of the alleged shooter's death remain something of a mystery.
He had a gunshot wound. We don't know whether it was self-inflicted or whether it was a result of return fire from the deputies.
Police say a YouTube video posted by the young man before he went on his shooting rampage described his plans to shoot and kill women. Belgian officials say gunfire erupted at the Jewish Museum in Brussels, and at least three people are dead as a result. Belgium's foreign minister says he was there and saw two bodies at the entrance of the museum. In his weekly radio and